Blog Talk Radio.
Prophecy Keepers Radio.
This is Yasagonige, Will Bluewater, a 7th grade grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. OCO, Aginalii, this is Blue Otter coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the Cherokee Nation.
Oh, hi everybody, this is your old buddy Blue Otter coming to you from the tops of the Rocky Mountains. And this is Prophecy Keepers Radio, and I want to welcome you to another installment of How to Get in Touch with the Creator. And tonight's guest is getting to be an old friend of mine, a fellow by the name of George Lloyd. I met George. The Prophecy Keepers Radio started up back in early 2004 on our own website, and George and his mom have been avid supporters. And anyway, George, it was really, really strange. You know, there's so much that happened to me this week. My daughter-in-law has been having some marital problems, and my she's left him a time or two, and he blamed me the last time. Well, he, long story made sure, he attacked me on Wednesday, and I didn't have much time to. I'm okay, and but anyway, he was arrested and charged and going to go to jail. But anyway, I didn't really plan a show, and I was just. I told Creator on Friday, or maybe it was Thursday. I said, "Hey, Creator, you know, what should I do this week?" So anyway, out of the blue, George Lloyd calls me. He tells me this unbelievable story, and this is probably a good time to introduce George. Say hello to the folks.
Hello. How are you doing, Blue Otter?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, George, let me read the folks your little bio here. It says you started Taekwondo at the age of 13, and you went to second degree black belt in 1984. You left Taekwondo and studied Hapkido and Ninjutsu, and in 1996 you returned to Taekwondo and tested for your third Dan black belt. In 1999, you became certified as an instructor in Chungdo Kwan and Taekwondo, and you now have the Middle Tennessee Taekwondo Center. Now, in March of this year, you collapsed with blood sugar of 1,069. And it was you were in the hospital, and you had visions of Warrior's Ark, and you're bringing that into being. And so go ahead and just tell me the story you told last night.
Okay. I wasn't feeling right, so I called my doctor, and he's a regular medical physician. And so I get up the next day early in the morning, driving in to see the doctor. I have a flat tire. So pull into the gas station, and I commence to changing this tire. And I realize it's quite a while, a half hour, 40 minutes, and I'm still trying to figure out how to take the lug nut off. One lug nut, the one, first one I'm working on. So I realize there's something wrong. I'm not putting things together. So I go in, use the phone, and call 911. The ambulance gets there. Well, actually, the fire engine gets there first. I ask them nicely if they would change the tire because I had my mother and my daughter in the vehicle. And the ambulance gets there, and I did happen to know the paramedic, so said something's wrong. And I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I need to go to the hospital. And they checked my sugar, and their machine just said hi. And, you know, started the IV and took me on to the emergency room. Get to the emergency room. I'm in there, conscious, awake. I'm understanding everything. I can communicate. I no problems there. But they come in a couple hours later, and they say, you have a blood glucose level, a sugar level of 1,069. And I'm like, wow.
By rights, you could have been dead right there.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is sort of cool that it's that high and I'm awake, but now I'm getting nervous. Like, uh-oh. Then they also tell me my sodium is high and my potassium is low. And I'm like, oh, okay. So doctor comes in and says, well, you have a few days here. Go upstairs. So I'm up on the floor. Later that evening, the doctor that was up on the floor comes in and says, you're a type 1 diabetic. We have a few more tests for you. And I said, okay, do what you can to fix it. So next morning, late morning, the doctor comes in, and he says, well, we think you're a type 2 diabetic, not a type 1, but we're still not quite sure. Later that evening, he comes in and says, you have an endocrine crisis going on, we're not sure what. And somewhere between that second day and the third day, we find out that he comes in. I have to listen to the tones here.
That's okay, folks. He's a. Want to add? He's a working fireman, and if he gets called away at a fire tonight, we're
not
have to wing it. But that's George. If you do ever have to go, no problem, because our friend Medicine Sky Woman is listening, and she'd be glad to fill in. So
okay,
my son-in-law is a fireman too, and. And so I know what it's like. I'm over at his place.
Okay, it's for the medic only. Not
good. Yet.
So I'm okay. So he comes in and says, I'm not really sure what it is. You're somewhere between a type 1 and a type 2. A bunch more tests have to be done, but right now you're not well enough to leave. You have to stay, you know. So I stay, and I basically say, go ahead and fix it, fix me. Now, between the second and the third day, I'm having visions. I'm having all kinds of visions. I have no clue. I don't quite understand them. I'm not sure what they're about, but I vividly remember them.
And now, at this point last night when you told me this, I said, you know, this has got all the earmarks of creator up to something. Because you just hear all kinds of stories. Oh, you know, look at Danion Brinkley. I mean, you know, now you didn't die, but, you know, a creator will use all kinds of mechanisms, including messing your body up for a while to change your blood chemistry so you can receive vision. So go ahead.
Yes. At that point, I'm physically weak. It's trouble for me to make it up a flight of stairs. It feels like I've, you know, ran 20 miles and my muscles are just dead, but I didn't do anything. In the hospital, they have me on the insulin drip, bringing down the sugar, and, you know, they're giving me potassium to bring it up, and they're, you know, correcting all the imbalances. And I don't know what to do with the vision, so I just put them aside. I know they're there. I remember them. You know, I mentioned them to my family, but I put them aside. I'm trying to now concentrate on, you know, I'm not really a diabetic. I don't think I'm a diabetic. What's going on here? And, of course, the hospital, they make you a little nervous. You know, you're diabetic. You have to speak to these people, talk to these people, do this. Well, by the next day, third or fourth day, they have me talking to all these people, and now they have me off the insulin drip, but they're saying, you're going to have to take insulin every day.
Wow.
And they also put me on metformin, the pill, because they're not sure exactly where I fall and where I'm at. But that third day, in between the third and fourth day, I start coughing. I start coughing up green, yellowish-green sputum.
Whoa.
So doctor comes in, and I tell him I'm coughing stuff up. Can I get something to take care of this? So he does a chest x-ray, white blood cell count, and it's all normal, clear chest x-ray, no infection. He comes in, and he says, basically, it's clear. And I was thinking, you know, I might be afraid if they don't find anything. So I was saving all the sputum for him. And
good.
I said, this is what I've been coughing up. He looks at it and he says, oh, okay, we're going to give you some Levaquin. So they put me on the antibiotic, and it cleared up. And almost miraculously, I started feeling better within, you know, 12 hours, 24 hours. I started getting energy back. In the hospital, I was walking up and down seven flights of stairs going, I'm not going through this. I'm going to change it all. And my mental attitude was, you just can't say no. You have to.
Well, that's when your warrior discipline kicked in right there. You just weren't you were going to fight.
And I was going to fight, but it's not only a physical fight. That's where you're getting a little confused. I was, because this is a different kind of fighting that I have to do. That you only learn parts of it from a martial art, because it has to be a lifestyle, and I have to change the way I was thinking about being a warrior. And I did it, but I didn't know I was doing it until later. Later on, I realized that inside of me, it was telling me, this is what we do to get better. Outside, it's, I have to find a way to get better. I have to study. I have to look. And reality is, all I have to do is ask. Ask, you know, is this right? Does it feel right? By the time I got out of the hospital, I had enough sick time at work built up that I decided I was going to go ahead and take a couple weeks and really start looking into diabetes and studying it and looking and researching and going through the best I can to find a way to defeat it. Now, I purchased a lot of books. I mean, I did all kinds of stuff. as I was going through this, I realized there are many different ways to fight this. The first way was, of course, modern medicine and, you know, diet. I changed my diet. But that's not just enough. And so I changed the diet, then I started taking the supplements, doing the things that help. But then I started looking into holistic, and I would look at different areas, like different areas, Ayurvedic and homeopathic, naturopathic, traditional Chinese. Well, one of my coworkers has mentioned before that they've always had luck going to an Amish doctor. So, an Amish doctor, I didn't know any Amish. So contacted my coworker, and he said, there's an Amish doctor over here. It's a little ways away. So I called him up, talked to him, and it was funny because when you call them up, it's like a shared phone line for a whole group of people. Yeah, because they don't individually have all the conveniences we do. And you just drive up there, and the directions were a little confusing. You pull over, and you say, hey, where's the doctor? And they point to the house. So, and basically, that was an interesting experience because I wasn't really ready for that. Look at your eyes, look at your tongue, your skin, your fingernails, things like that, and all of a sudden, well, you need to rejuvenate an organ.
Now, this is interesting because I wasn't even aware that Amish had their own system, you know, if you will. So go ahead.
And what I heard was to go ahead and go to a Chinese medicine, Chinese doctor.
So that's what he recommended.
Yes, because he said they were the only ones that can rejuvenate an organ. So I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So, you know, and I'm just going, this is right before you seriously take a step into doing this. You have to let go. And you let go, and you're scared to death. You let go of what you have in your mind, precursors or your view of things. You just let go, and you go, okay, I'm going to do all these different things, and they're all going to lead to something else, but I have to let go of what I think. If meditation works, it works, even if you don't believe it.
Well, yeah. Save your place. We need to go to a break, and we're going to be gone for 2 minutes, and just hold that thought. Donnie, you with us? Play, let's see. Let's see if Don's listening. Let's see. Don, we're ready for our first break. Oh, I guess he's... Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Not a problem. So, at that point, I don't know any Chinese practitioners, any Chinese doctors. So that was difficult. So I do know that we have some acupressure practitioners here, but that's real difficult. So before I did that, I started looking up everything. I started purchasing some books and looking up what they would do, what specifically they would do. Some of the things they would do would be 1,000 grams of corn, straight from the corn on the cob, just raw. Sunchokes, Jerusalem artichokes. So I started this regime.
Yeah, I just talked to Don, and we're going to be going to break.
Okay.
And be gone for a couple of minutes.
Prophecy Keeper, Prophecy Keeper.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
So, do you remember where you were, George?
yes, it was... now I was doing the supplements, physical activity, changing my food habits, and doing a few herbs, and then the Chinese medicine started me on different herbs that specifically were designed for blood sugar and, you know, sugar destroyers and things of that nature. And at that point, I really starting to feel good. Able to, you know, get out again and when I started the first week I was home, I could only, you know, walk a block. After that, I started taking the supplements, the diet, the four main oils, doing all the things that, all these things were starting to work. And then I just started looking into the different cultures, what they would do. I would start taking things that were from the Amazon and try them. I'd take things, Chinese medicine, try them. I would take the herbal medicine from right around here to the Appalachian area. Mm-hmm. I started getting better, got off the insulin, got off the metformin, and then I just, you know, of course, I'm organizing everything. I'm writing things down, organizing. I'm taking supplements, 30 at breakfast, you know, 60 at lunch, 30 at dinner, just tons of supplements. And then the supplements, I'm not digesting them very well. I didn't know much about supplements. So some of them were synthetic, some of them weren't. So now I learned real quick, you have to buy quality supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, manufacturer matters. And so,
and one of the, and last night, one of the first things I said, was one of them Twin Labs, and you said, yeah, and I knew you were on the right track.
Yes. And, you know, quality costs more. But, yeah, I'm spending $300-$400 every couple of weeks on this stuff, but it made a difference. And, so, I'm going through all this, and I'm nervous, right? I'm nervous to go back. So basically, I'm thinking, if I go back to my doctor, he's going to tell me that I need to go ahead and get the test. And is the test going to say I'm still a diabetic? I'm really nervous. So I said, you know, I'll wait for the fire department physical exam, because they do comprehensive, a base medical exam. And, you know, I go in and I tell them, hey, I might be a diabetic. Well, they say, okay, we'll draw another vial of blood and go ahead and test it. And it comes back, I'm good to go. So I'm like, wow, well, maybe I need to go, you know, see a doctor. So I, at this point, I notice something still wrong. And I'm at this level. I'm doing good. I'm off the insulin and I'm off the metformin. I'm running, you know, 3-4. I could, a good day, I could do 5 miles. And I'm feeling good, losing weight, exercising, and nothing's stressing me. I'm not letting work stress. I'm just doing my job. I'm not letting anything stress me. I even started doing Falun Gong. Anything that I thought would work, it didn't matter if I believed in it or not. If it worked and I felt it work, I would keep doing it. Well, then I met an old friend at work, and they mentioned that their family has only gone to a lady that does contact reflex analysis.
Hmm.
Well, I didn't do that. So I said, well, I'll give her a call and we'll go. So I go there. And she says, you have a digestive disorder. You know, we're going to go ahead. It sounds like that's what you have. So we're going to go ahead and see what these will do for you. So she gave me a few things. And lo and behold, within 3 days, I'm feeling better. Every time I eat, my food appears to give me energy. And then I'm feeling more and more able to function. And then all of a sudden, it just keeps in the back of my head these visions. And they start to click. And I'm like, wow, Warrior's Arts. It was a warrior that appeared. The visions were right there. You could tell. It was like, wow. But what do you mean? You know, what? And I just couldn't get it. Well, then, a email was forwarded to me by Blue Water. And the email was from Red Elk. And it was basically the nature runs in a circle. Well, I read it and reread it and looked at it and read it and reread it, and I'm like, there's something to this email. So every day I'm, you know, exercising. And some days at work I can't. It's too busy or things are going on. So one of those days I could work out. I had time. So I'm out there. I'm doing taekwondo, and the email hits me. I'm like, wow, everything's a circle, but it's a ball. And I'm going to try and put that with my body as I exercise. And oh, lo and behold, I'm doing 3.5 hours of exercise, hard intensity, feeling better. And I'm like, wow, wait a minute. If I can do this with taekwondo, why not with my life? So I say, let's do it. And every day I get up, every day there's energy, there's purpose, and I don't need to know the purpose. There's purpose, and there's everything. So I'm looking, and then things are starting to click with everything that I saw in the vision. And Warrior's Arts, the warrior. Where are our warriors? Where are the people? Life is a warrior. To live life, you're a warrior. You're a soul having a human experience. And you're the warrior, no matter what you do. Blue Water, you're a professional, peaceful warrior. You have a job that I couldn't do. And you...
Oh, and speaking of that, not to interrupt, but
oh.
if folks, if you haven't seen the movie The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, have you ever seen that?
I have not.
Yeah, it's... I'm trying to remember. Anyway, I'm trying to remember who was in it, but it's readily available from Netflix. It's one of those movies that you ought to watch every 2 or 3 months. And go ahead, George. I'll look up and find out who was in that. But go ahead.
And things just started clicking, and I started writing notes and starting. Within a week, I had 50 pages of notes, and I'm like, wow. How do you take that and put that into a martial art, a way of life for people to just go ahead and everything they do, be able to just go down a path, go down that path. You have to let go of everything, trust, communicate, talk, speak, let them talk back, let the thoughts pop in your head, let them communicate with you, and many ways to do it, and I was all of a sudden coming up with this way that is in line with a martial art, with being a warrior, but yet, just by being a human, you're a warrior, and you can grow to different levels and different things and different areas, so you don't have to just be the warrior, you can move. Evolve from that level to another level. And I was like, wow, so now I have 50 pages. And then,
and folks, this goes not only for males, this is females too. I mean, you know, most women that I know, you know, if they get aroused, they could, I mean, let's face it, I mean, you interface with policemen and I interface with military guys, and you know, a female officer on the street, you know, they've got that edge. I mean, they're kind of an unknown quantity, and sometimes they can open a can of whoop quicker than a guy would, you know, so they're very effective. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes. So I'm sitting here trying to figure all this out, and things just keep coming back in. Well, by this time, I have very little supplements that I'm taking. I do take a few, and I do check my sugar quite a bit. And for me now, quite a bit is like once a day. It's not five times a day, six times a day like it used to be. And you know, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And now I have a path to go, and I'm like, Warriors Arts. There's nothing like it. So
let's go to break. Well, that's amazing. When we come back from break, we'll talk more about that. Is it okay if we take some calls after the break?
Oh, okay.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide. And then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keeper's interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keeper's does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
Hey folks, we're back, and George said there was a few things he forgot, and let me give the numbers and for calling in. We want you to wait before you call in because George wanted to fill in some blanks. But when you call in, if you're in the USA, it'll be 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And the numbers are on the website. Okay, go ahead, George. There was a few things you forgot.
Oh yes, I forgot which healthcare practitioner told me, but they said there's a problem.
Well, you said you got sent to Indiana.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then also Dr. Carla, and I was informed that. I just drew a great blank on that. Once I got to the Indiana info, I drew a blank.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Eventually, you ended up in
was the
Ohio and then Indiana.
And then Dr. Carla, I just had a consult with her, and she was stating. She thinks it might be related to the vaccines. You know, why do I get vaccines? And she said, you know, we can get you on a holistic protocol for the vaccines. And then, that's the other part I just forgot, was you have an infection of the, or a damage, not an infection, damage to the pancreas. And so we attack the pancreas with every known thing. So, cancer. So I was taking things possibly for cancer. I was taking things, you know, holistic for every conceivable thing that could damage it. And that's why I was taking so much. I was taking all these different disciplines of holistic medicine, putting them together. Some of them would duplicate so I didn't have to because, you know, these people would take, gymnema. I wouldn't have to take it again because I'm already taking it. But I would take the other things that were
bitter melon and
yes,
chromium and
the whole
mm-hmm.
slew of things. And so I just opened up and said, I'm going to try them all. I'm not going to differentiate. And I'm not going to make a judgment. I'm just going to take them all. And, you know, there were times that some things just didn't agree with me. And I'm like, okay, I can't do that right now. Especially the stuff from the Amazon. Oh, boy.
Ooh.
That stuff didn't agree with me, so I had to stop that. But otherwise, so really, I don't know exactly which ones were the best. I went with multiple therapies. And you know, the number one therapy is going to be your mind.
Exactly. But I think you did, last night, didn't you say you hit a turning point when you got, I guess it was up in Indiana, we were talking with a fellow who was a druggist and a doctor.
Yeah, and he was saying, let me refresh my mind on this. He was saying you have to, he's the one that gave the information of attacking every
mm-hmm.
conceivable outcome. And then he's the one that recommended a particular Chinese doctor. And that's how I led to the Chinese, because I started looking on the Chinese stuff on my own, started some of that therapy. And that's how I got to the Chinese doctor. And it was funny because I would have to come back. I'd take a couple days off of work, but, you know, at work you have to take a couple weeks away. So I had to wait a couple weeks and then go. And I didn't want to wait those weeks, so I would look up therapies. I'd buy books to find more on the therapy, and then I'd get there, and they'd be like, well, wait a minute, you're doing some of it already.
Well, you know, I guess the really scary thing that you mentioned last night, and I agree wholeheartedly. You said it's almost as if there are some powers that be out there that are encouraging people to get diabetes. And, you know, you hear stories. I mean, years ago I heard a story about somebody. Now, I used to work as a courier for the Federal Reserve Bank and Kansas City, and I heard on the street from one of the guys that somebody went to make a Xerox copy there, and they had found in somebody else's original in the machine, and it was a part of a newsletter that was an internal organ for Federal Reserve Bank. Of course, they're tied in with Social Security and everything, but anyway, they were just saying that they something about, oh, that we want to encourage people to you know, eat as many slow-acting poisons, you know, white sugar, white flour, and you know, so anyway, you ready to take some? We may not get any calls, but are you ready to take some, or do you need to talk some more?
Oh no, either way, whatever.
Okay, in the United States, Medicine Sky Woman, if you're out there, Loretta, give us a call. We're at 877-876-5227. In the U.S., 877-876-5227. And from Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And, go ahead and keep telling us your story, George, and if somebody calls in, I'll let you know.
Okay. In the hospital, I didn't know what to make of this vision. So I did write the vision down. And I would go back and read it because it made no sense. And I when the vision occurred, I could have swore that I went to sleep. But I don't think I did. I thought I went to sleep. And then I had the vision. But when the vision was over, I was still sitting up in bed watching. And it was over. So
you were in an altered state.
Yes, very much so. And at that time, you know, my sugar was way down. And, you know, some people could argue that the sugar coming down and everything else coming back to a normal state, that's when this occurred.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. You know, I had it. It showed a way, and then you start talking to the Creator. You start talking and figuring things out, because the only way to figure it out is to communicate.
Yeah, it's just amazing the different ways that the Creator works. And let me get a hold of Loretta and see if she'd like to call in. She's...
Hello, Medicine Sky Woman.
Caller, what's your name?
Hello, Medicine Sky Woman.
Hi, Medicine Sky Woman. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
I didn't hear the beep, and I was actually trying to call you on my cell.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think of George's story?
I think it's great.
Folks, let me introduce Medicine Sky Woman. We're going to interview her next week. And she's an Apache descendant of Victorio, and she operates a nonprofit. And I guess you're helping about 163 kids down in the Albuquerque area. And what do you think of all this with George?
I think it's fantastic, because I have battled cancer. I'm a three-time survivor. September 20th was my remission date from ovarian cancer. And I tackled it with holistic therapy. So I am a true believer in, you know, just all the natural ways. And,
great.
You know, so but your story is amazing. And I just, you know, I'd like to encourage people to really, you know, get intact with what the Creator has provided for us. You know, so your story is just is amazing, but it's very true. I was listening to you talk about all the steps and the research and all the different things you went through, and it kind of sounds like a little bit of what I had to do over the years. So, but, you know, I'm still going through it right now because of the side effects, and I have a severe blood disorder that I've had for years. So I have to, live a certain lifestyle, which is, you know, everything that you have explained about changing your diet and your food to everything that you put on you. So, I mean, everything is natural that I wear, that, you know, what I clean with, anything
that.
So, yeah, it's taking a huge step, but, you know, I do it for my health and I do it for my children's health, and I try to educate the teens that we work with. So, you know, I commend this, and then I think it's great with what, you know, your vision. I think that, wow, that is so amazing. So I just
And folks, if you're listening on the internet, if you can open up another browser, you can go to angel2angelnetwork.org, and you can read about what Medicine Sky Woman is doing. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah. So I mean, so this is really wonderful. So you know, and you talk about, you know, with the diabetes and everything like that. So your story, I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to it. It's pretty amazing. So you know.
Yeah, we'll have it archived. Probably have it up around midnight tonight, but it'll be archived over at prophecykeepers.com. Or if you're a BBS listener, you can listen to it. So go ahead.
Great. So George, so you're still, you have this vision. I want to hear a little bit more about this. I think it's really wonderful. So your vision, can you like explain a little bit more about with where you're at with it right now? Because I find it very fascinating, and you know, and I know that with the teens and the communities that we reach, just, you know, this is really a kind of a neat vision here that Creator has provided you. So can you explain a little bit more into that? I don't know. I was catching parts of it, so as I was frantically trying to get online.
Okay. The actual vision, originally when I closed my eyes, now mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I closed my eyes and went to sleep, had the vision, or closed my eyes and then opened them, but
mm-hmm.
then I saw a huge head, very colorful, and it looked to me scary, but I wasn't scared. That bothered me a little bit. I'm not scared of this vision, of this warrior in front of me. And it was a very colorful, huge face, but it wasn't a mask. And it was talking, but I didn't hear. I didn't hear anything of what it said at all, but I could feel it. That, I just could feel it. It took me forever to make any sense of that. I couldn't hear, but I could feel. And I felt comfortable. I felt relaxed. And I was like, what is this? And it would get a little bit closer. And the vision, this warrior in front of me, was trying to tell me how to do things, and I had to learn how to communicate.
Wow.
And I couldn't communicate with it. I was, okay. Then it moved, and it turned, and that's why I say it's not a mask, because it's not like a person with a mask. It was huge, bigger than life, you know, my whole body, the head's that size, right in front of me. And then I felt compelled after that to force myself to do everything. I was, at that point, I was ready to say, I'm a diabetic, mm-hmm. and I would take insulin, and I will, and then it felt like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then it was moving and doing skills, like a martial art, but nothing I've ever seen before. Doing skills right in front of me. And I'm like, wow. and you know, it's not a dance, not, and you're not killing anyone, and you're not, you're just doing this in front of me. There's nothing that's there to let me believe he's fighting something, he's killing something. So I'm going, you know, and I don't have a lot of experience in trying to figure these out at all. Never had a vision. So I'm like, what is this? And then the calmness is still there, and I'm wanting to join this warrior. I'm wanting to go right there and be part of the team, so to speak, part of the warrior. And I'm like, wow, now what am I feeling? And I felt like I'm being told 100 things at once, but yet I can't understand any of it. I have to go by feeling. And I have to feel the right way to go, the right way to be, feel that the warrior world is exactly that. Not the warrior's skill, not the warrior's preparing for battle, do anything today because you're going to die tomorrow. You know, the go-get-em mentality, everything is the warrior. Everything. Reading a book. Lean forward, tense your stomach a little bit, tense your rear end, and you can understand your book a little more. Study. Figure it out. You're the warrior. When you're doing something, do it wholehearted. Everything is, when you eat, think about it. You're the warrior. You're feeding the warrior. Your soul is in you. Your soul is experiencing. Talk to it. Everything comes through you, through the soul. Everything. So everything you do is a warrior skill. You know, and when you walk and exercise, you're exercising your body, helping the soul. But when you walk at, let's say, Walmart, Kroger, whatever, grocery store, wherever you go, when you walk, you can still train as you walk. You can still bend down to pick something up. You can train. Everything you do is training. Everything you do is the warrior skill. And it, you communicate. Communicate through it every day, all the time, and it'll lead to the other openings, other doorways to walk through and go, wow, is that really what you meant? Or is that just part of what you meant? And then all that broke. I could start to grasp all this when the Red Elk letter, on the nature of nature's in a circle, I could start to understand it. I could figure this out. I could step forward and say, wow, everything I do should be with every zest of life because the soul is experiencing it, and it leads through the warrior culture to some other culture, which is, for some people, it may be medicine. For some people, it may be just being a wise person. And it leads to another door. But if we can't be the warrior or be what we are at the beginning, leading to something, we can't get to where we're supposed to be.
You know. Hey, we've got about two and a half minutes left. Medicine Sky Woman, did you have any other questions?
Oh, I just want to know what are you doing right now to get this message out besides coming on, like being a guest here on Blue Waters?
He and I last night talked about, because he's got so much content and he's got all of his medical records and he's got the journals and everything. We're going to be developing a website at a domain to be determined later, you're going to be hearing some more about
this. Great.
And before we leave, I want to point out that we're living in a time now, according to the Hopi prophecy, we're living in a time when all of the old lost medicine societies they are being restored through people, and I think this is what's going on with George. And it's very akin to the prophecy in the Bible that it talks about the restoration of all things according to the mouths of all the holy prophets. So we're living in a very, very special focal point in time. And George, you have anything to say in closing?
I'm still in awe.
Isn't it amazing? It's just amazing how things work, how Creator works.
I mean, yeah. It is. I'm grateful for this opportunity, that you're there, anything that I can do to help, that's what it's all about, you know? I mean, we do have to take care of ourselves, but help. So that's where I'm at right now, helping. And I've taken care of myself. I'm moving forward. It's time to help.
Well, folks, looks like this has been yet another edition of Prophecy Keepers Radio. We will see you next week. And, hey, there's a rumor we might be syndicating somehow. So we'd like to be in everybody's prayers. Thank you so much. And
thanks
so much to Don at BBS Radio. And have a good evening, folks.
Tell me your great secrets deep inside your heart.
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
George, so you're still, there's this vision. I want to hear a little bit more about this. I think it's really wonderful. So your vision, can you like explain a little bit more about with where you're at with it right now? Because I find it very fascinating, and and I know that with the teens and the communities that we reach, this is really, really a kind of a neat vision here that Creator has provided you. So can you explain a little bit more into that? I don't know. I was catching parts of it, so as I was frantically trying to get online.
Okay. The actual vision, originally when I closed my eyes, now I'm not sure if I closed my eyes and went to sleep, had the vision, or closed my eyes and then opened them, but then I saw a huge head, very colorful, and it looked to me scary, but I wasn't scared. That, bothered me a little bit. I'm not scared of this vision of this warrior in front of me. And it was a very colorful, huge face, mask, face, but it wasn't a mask. And it was talking, but I didn't hear. I didn't hear anything of what it said at all, but I could feel it. That, I just could feel it. It took me forever to make any sense of that. I couldn't hear, but I could feel. And I felt comfortable. I felt relaxed. And I was like, what is this? And it would get a little bit closer. In the vision, this warrior in front of me was trying to tell me how to do things. And I had to learn how to communicate.
Wow.
And I couldn't communicate with it. I was, okay. Then it moved and it turned. And that's why I say, oh, it's not a mask. Because it's not like a person with a mask. It was huge, bigger than life, you know, my whole body, the head's that size, right in front of me. And then I felt compelled after that to force myself to do everything. I was, at that point, I was ready to say, I'm a diabetic, mm-hmm. and I would take insulin, and I will, and then it felt like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then it was moving and doing skills, like a martial art, but nothing I've ever seen before, doing skills right in front of me, and I'm like, wow. And you know, it's not a dance, and you're not killing anyone, and you're not, you're just doing this in front of me. There's nothing that's there to let me believe he's fighting something, he's killing something. So I'm going, you know, and I don't have a lot of experience in trying to figure these out at all. Never had a vision. So, I'm like, what is this? Then the calmness is still there, and I'm wanting to join this warrior. I'm wanting to go right there and be part of the team, so to speak, part of the warrior. And I'm like, wow, now what am I feeling? And I felt like I'm being told 100 things at once, but yet I can't understand any of it. I have to go by feeling. And I have to feel the right way to go, the right way to be, feel that the warrior world is exactly that. Not the warrior's skill, not the warrior's preparing for battle, do anything today because you're going to die tomorrow, you know, the go-get-em mentality. Everything is the warrior. Everything. Reading a book. Lean forward, tense your stomach a little bit, tense your rear end, and you can understand your book a little more. Study. Figure it out. You're the warrior. When you're doing something, do it wholeheartedly. Everything is, when you eat, think about it, you're the warrior. You're feeding the warrior. Your soul is in you. Your soul is experiencing. Talk to it. Everything comes through you, through the soul. Everything. So everything you do is a warrior skill. You know, and when you walk and exercise, You're exercising your body, helping the soul. But when you walk at, let's say, Walmart, Kroger, whatever, grocery store, wherever you go, when you walk, you can still train as you walk. You can still bend down to pick something up. You can train. Everything you do is training. Everything you do is the warrior skill. And you communicate. Communicate through it every day, all the time. And it'll lead to the other openings, other doorways to walk through and go, wow, is that really what you meant? Or is that just part of what you meant? And then all that broke when, and I could start to grasp all this when the Red Elk letter, excuse me, on the nature of, nature's in a circle, I could start to understand it. I could figure this out. I could step forward and say, wow, everything I do should be with every zest of life, because the soul is experiencing it, and it leads through the warrior culture to some other culture, which is, for some people, it may be medicine. For some people, it may be just being a wise person. And it leads to another door. But if we can't be the warrior or be what we are at the beginning, leading to something, we can't get to where we're supposed to be.
Wow. Hey, we've got about two and a half minutes left. Medicine Sky Woman, did you have any other questions?
Oh, I just want to know what are you doing right now to get this message out besides coming on, like being a guest here on Blue Waters?
Well, he and I last night talked about, because he's got so much content and he's got all of his medical records and he's got the journals and everything. We're going to be developing a website and a domain to be determined later. You're going to be hearing some more about
this.
And before we leave, I want to point out that we're living in a time now, according to the Hopi prophecy, we're living in a time when all of the old lost medicine societies, they are being restored through people. And I think this is what's going on with George. And it's very akin to the prophecy in the Bible that it talks about the restoration of all things according to the mouths of all the holy prophets. So we're living in a very, very special focal point in time. And, George, you have anything to say in closing?
I'm still in awe.
isn't it amazing? It's just amazing how things work. How creator works.
I mean, yeah. It is. I mean, I'm grateful for this opportunity that you're there, anything that I can do to help. That's what it's all about. You know, I mean, we do have to take care of ourselves, but help. So that's where I'm at right now, helping. And I've taken care of myself. I'm moving forward. It's time to help.
Well, folks, looks like this has been yet another edition of Prophecy Keepers Radio. We will see you next week. And, hey, there's a rumor we might be syndicating somehow. So we'd like to be in everybody's prayers. Thank you so much. And
thanks
so much to Don at BBS Radio. And have a good evening, folks.
Let the truth be known to all mankind again. Prophecy Keeper, Prophecy Keeper, Prophecy
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius.
Let the truth be known.